All right. So Gufa, let's see. Rav Amar Shtabish Gahane Yeshmul Mishmul said Lo Yeshtabish Gahane. They know the halacha, they're not making halacha. The Gemara is going to go through these psukim. It's really kedai if you're able to go through the psukim better. We have to know it's not shah, we have to go back. We have, it's not, this mamish smack a little bit tomorrow. We have to go back a little bit. Toshma. Okay, back. Let's go back. Toshma. Kezayin on the base. Oh, Shlomi is here. Shlomi, yes, end of the base medish. How are you feeling, Shlomi?
I tested negative in the COVID rapid.
Okay, good for you. Mazel tov.
I'm saying in the meantime, I still have a patient here at home.
And I have a splitting headache in my head. That's a lot worse than I have such a headache you can't even imagine. All right, right. Toshma.
Check yourself out. You're in a place where there's a lot of COVID. Did you ever get it?
Not that I know of.
Wow. You're amazing. You're there in Karoli every night and you didn't get COVID? Because you're running away from COVID all the time.
There's no one who runs after COVID more than me.
Unbelievable.
Weiter, Toshma, hey.
What's up?
Dav Tezayin Omid Beis.
Tezayin
Omid Beis. This is a Nevuah in Sefer Chagai. Hashem said over the Nevuah on the 24th day of Kislev. We're coming to the anniversary. Very good, you got the pasuk there. We're coming to the anniversary.
We're starting from the beginning of this. No, this is the middle of the
sugya. No, it's not. We're learning a sugya here. Let's follow. Just follow along. Toshma, hein yisa ish bosim b'sar kodesh b'kanaf b'gadoi. Chagai is testing the kohanim in the time of the beginning of the bayis sheni to see if they are knowledgeable. Okay, he's coming to test them. What does he say? Them toshma, hein yisa ish b'sar kodesh b'kanaf b'gadoi. A person is carrying in his garment Besar Kodesh, B'knaf Bigdoi, V'naga B'knafoi El Halecha. Now when it says here Besar Kodesh, guess what? It does not mean holy meat. How do you like that? It means meat that is Tomei. Okay? Kodesh means designation. Meat that has been designated as being Tomei. He's holding in his possession meat that's Tomei. Since when do you ever hear meat? Avishol, can you put it on mute? Can you put it on mute, Avishol?
Why would it not want to say that the meat is not tar? Why does it have to use this euphemism?
Because I know the real answer is because this nevuah has many interpretations. There are many dimensions to this nevuah, as all nevuahs do, and therefore it's expressed in terminology that will allow itself to be interpreted many, many ways. And it's critical that we don't limit the nevuah only to a person holding this possession meat that's mamish tameh. However, the pashut pshat in the pasuk, though, which we're learning now, means meat that's tamei. That's the reason, but we cannot call it tamei because this is nevuah. This is not a pasuk in chumash. Pasuk in chumash is more derech pshat. The pasuk is written, but here these are prophecies, and there are many fascinating interpretations of these prophecies. And the Chanukah is all about this prophecy. Right now, a person has in his hand the besar kodesh, the kenaf bigdoi, which means meat that is kodesh. Kodesh means designated. Designated as being contaminated. Like if a kodesh means a person, a male prostitute. A male that's designated for the purpose of znus. Now, by the way, I want to tell you.
Kadesha.
A kodesh is a harlot, a woman that's been designated for znus. And a man is a kodesh designated for znus. Now you should be aware, by the way, I know you never got a chance to call up Art School. There is a horrible, horrible mistake in the Art School Center, and the classic Art School Center that says this is the reason why I never got married, because of this mistake. This is the reason why I never got married. Blame it on them.
That's not why you never got married. That's why you're not married to date. Hare at mikudeshes.
Hare at mikudeshes li bitabazo. What is, how does article translate the word mikudeshes? Hare at you. Next time you have a chance, take out an English article sidur. There is a water bug mistake. It is massive mistake. Hare, behold, at you are mikudeshes li. know how they translate that word? You are consecrated to me. That is such a mistake. If they go out of town and a rabbi reads the translation, he reads it to the bride and groom, there's a chashash, a kedushay tos. They're not even married. Because that translation is nonsense. A man does not sanctify a woman to him. Harei at, you are consecrated to me. You know you're not. The translation is, you are designated to me. So Meferish HaToysen, Nav Gimel in Masech HaKedushin, Mikudeshes means Miyuchedes, like there's a Kodesh and a Kedesha, a Zoyna, Kodesh and Kedesha, like it says over here in Sefer Chagai. In Sefer Chagai, it says there's a Pesar Kodesh. It doesn't mean holy, it means a piece of meat that's set aside. Why is it set aside? Because it's contaminated. So Shlomi, you call up Art School and tell them to correct that mistake. You don't believe me? Open up an English Art School Sidur. Harei at mikudesh esli, you are consecrated. So Chorben, the Sheikh, the reason why we have a Sheikh crisis today is because of that translation. Weiter. How could they get away for 30 years that translation, no one corrected it? Can you explain that to me? What?
I don't know, it's a good question.
Toshma, harhein yiso ish besar koidesh, bikinaf bigdoy. I have no doubt that a kanoi will say that anyone who got married and first looked at the translation and then said those words, a kanoi will say that it was a kedushay tos. Chas v'shalom. You know, if you go to the Supreme Court, then maybe they'll hear that argument. Toshma, hein yiso ish besar koidesh bikinaf bigdoy v'noga bikinafoy. El halechem, and then this piece of meat that's telling me it touched bread. The noga b'knafah, b'knafah means the edge of it. The noga, yeah, b'knaf b'gdai. It's wrapped up in a shmata. The noga b'knafah el halechem, and the knaf beged touched the bread. Then the bread touched the el hanozid. The bread then touched cholent, and then the cholent. Yes. And then the El Hayayin, it touched Yayin, and then the El Hashemen, the El Kol Machol, and another food. Hayikdosh, does the other foods also become Tomei? Vayanu Hakai, what?
It's a
Rabbi. Oh, let's see. Vayanu Hakai, that's the Machlex of the Gemara. This is the big Machlex of the Gemara. Vayanu Hakai, Vayamu Loi. And they said, does that become Tomei? Let's see Rashi. This is Murder Gemara over here. Murder Gemara over here. It says over here, Besar Kodesh. Okay, it talks about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines down. Besar Kodesh. It says, Sheretz. L'shoin Kodesh. L'shoin Kodesh. Kodesh Hoya Ba'aretz. Tuma. Okay, Kodesh Hoya Ba'aretz. Okay, Melachim. Kodesh Hoya Ba'aretz. It means there is contamination. There is a Kodesh, a prostitute in the earth. Tuma. You see, the word Kodesh here means contamination. It does not mean holy. In the second year of Daryovesh Ha Parsi, this is the son of Esther Hamalka. There's Daryovesh Ha Modi and Daryovesh Ha Parsi. This is Daryovesh Ha Parsi, the Persian, Esther's child. Because they forgot it. Shalaynis asked Bob Kadosh, they did not learn Kadosh. He was coming now to recertify the Kohanim. What do you learn over here from this piece of Gemara? That you have to take exams. There's no such thing as learning Torah Lashma. Torah Lashma is a myth. You have to take exams. You go to Lakewood, you take exams. You don't take exams, that's not called learning. If there's no accountability in your learning, it's baloney learning. There must be accountability. He gave them an exam. Oh, I gave them an exam, Torah Lashma. They were learning in Lakewood. You don't have to know anything. No, he gave them an exam. And he asked them the question, is Besar Kodesh, which is Tomei, V'naga B'Knafoi, B'Oisai K'nav Sha'asheretz Boi. There's a Sheretz. Now, this is very important when it's because here we're going to the next tomorrow. There are going to be two different types of Tumah. There's Tumas Sherotzim, and there's Tumas Meis. Okay, Tzvei Bazundra. Tzvei Bazundra types of Tumah. There's a Tumah that the original form of Tumah comes from a Sheretz, and there's a Tumah that originates from a dead body. So here we're discussing over here a Dover Tomei, Davar Tame means the source of Tumah is originating from a creepy crawler, a sheretz. Yeah? Kiloimar, hasheretz atzmai. And now we have a garment. In the garment, you have wrapped up in the shmata two items. You have the sheretz, and the sheretz is wrapped together with a piece of meat, which means that the sheretz is in direct contact with the piece of meat, which makes the piece of meat into a shlaimi, into a rishon.
A rishon.
Yeah. Now, the alkarcha chachihu, the im yishum kanafshu rishon, kula beganami rishon have, umay irya denokit kanaf. Now, this has the interesting question over here. The question over here is maybe the reason why the meat is tame is because the meat is touching the garment. The interesting question, in other words, this sheretz.
It wouldn't say corner because it's touching the whole garment.
Okay, I don't know, very good point. A knaf is just an expression which means a garment.
It wouldn't be irrelevant, the knaf or not, if it was touching the garment. Once the knaf is tame, the whole garment is tame.
Right, exactly. So that's the kasha over here. That's the Rashi asking the question. That you have a sheretz.
That's why kanaf doesn't mean the garment itself. It means what was in the garment.
Oh, yeah, but the question, what's the difference? The sheretz is an avatum. The sheretz is touching the garment. The garment now becomes a rishon. Now, this is an afkamina. Now, if the garment touches...
It has nothing to do. The garment is not touching anything.
No. Let's explain. The sheretz, make-believe, this is make-believe. The sheretz is touching the garment. What's the status of the garment? A rishon, right?
Yeah.
So now, the garment touches the meat.
Yes, it can.
Why? That's the halacha. A kli that's tame can be metame food, of course. If you have a utensil that's tame...
The garment is a kli?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. A piece of clothing, an object of clothing is called a utensil in halacha. Absolutely. Absolutely. So you have over here, what?
But you're reducing it by one. You're reducing the...
Oh, exactly. That's why this is so critical. That you hit the nail on the head. That's going to be...
In other words, if you're telling me the clothing is included, you're getting to a chamishi.
Right, exactly.
If you're telling me that it's without the clothing, then it's a revi.
Exactly. And that's going to be the nafka mina. Did the kohanim, did they make a mistake? They answered the question, and they said it's tame.
But no, because there's no chamishi.
Exactly.
There's no chamishi.
Exactly. So that's exactly the point. So we have to clarify what was the question to see what the answer is, to see if they got the answer right or wrong. This Nahu is very vague. The story is very vague. What happened over here is he asked them the question. The question was, what do we have? We have a sheretz. The sheretz is in a garment. So Rashi tells us, don't make a mistake and think that the sheretz is an av. It touches the garment, which becomes a rishon, and the garment touches the meat, which becomes a sheni. No, you're wrong, because then you're going to be off by one number. The garment, we don't care about the garment. The garment is wrapping up together the sheretz and the piece of meat. The piece of meat is becoming tummy because it's in contact with the sheretz. So the sheretz is an av, and the piece of meat is a rishon. So let's see over here. I'm throwing the Rashi. Basar koyde vayta, b'vinagam b'kanav b'oysoy kanav. The sheretz atzmai. The alkarch, three lines from the bottom in Rashi. The alkarch, chachihu. The imishum kanaf shu rishon. If you're going to tell me that the sheretz has made the garment a rishon, and now the piece of meat is touching the garment, kula beg anami rishon havi. Umay area do not get kanaf. Who cares? The whole right. Your kasha shleim. He's asking another question. Why the kanaf? Why are we focusing on the corner? Why are we focusing on the corner? Why don't we focus on the entire garment? The fact that we say a kenaf is an indication that it's something which is a wrapper. The part of the garment that brings together is the corner. My area did not get kenaf. El mishum sheretz. Sha sheretz atzma naga el al lechem. The lechem touch lechem. Al lechem el hanozid. It means the kenaf means the garment. That part of the garment is just bringing the two together. The corner of the garment brings it together.
The sheretz, the touch, the oil, the
right. it's touched now. So now what happens? Go right by Masha. Sheretz Asim Nogatz Alechem. Alechem is on Mazid. The Lechem is touching the porridge. The porridge, a.k.a. otherwise known as Cholent. This is the Makar for Cholent. The 24th day of Kislev is the Makar for Cholent. And then comes the 25th day of Kislev, donuts. And then comes the 8th day of Chanukah, latkes. And then comes the 9th day of Chanukah, Pepto-Bismol. And then comes the 10th day of Chanukah, Tums. Weiter.
That's the miracle. You can make Chanukah without upset stomach.
All I can tell you is, don't eat any donuts. If you see a donut, it's poison. If you know it's good for you, you won't eat donuts.
You can't stop yourself.
Weiter.
Even if you may succumb to corona in the next who knows how long, you should eat as many donuts as you can. Tap around.
Weiter. Ella mishum sheretz. Sheretz atzmai noga. Sheretz atzmai. Now here's the next bizarre part of the pasuk. When it says the end of the pasuk yayin v'shemen, it does not mean the yayin touched the shemen and the shemen touched the next thing. It means yayin or shemen. How do you know that? Very good. How do you know that? Very good. Or shemen.
I looked at the English
here. V'hayayin el kol ma'machol hayikdash? Question mark. So what is the question? The question he's coming to ask, he's coming to test, to certify the Kohanim. Do you know the laws of Kadoshim? Is there something called a Revi by Kadoshim? The Lechem is a Rishon, and the Zid is a Sheni, the Yayin Shlishi, the Shemen Revi. Okay, so we're going over here. These madregos, lechem is a rishon, nizid sheni v'yayin is shlishi, v'shem is revi, nizid is a tavshil, k'moy u'nizid adoshim yayin, v'shem and shel nisachim. Everything here is kodashim. Everything here is if we won't know by kodashim, we're dealing with yayin that's kodashim. How do you have yayin of kodashim? The nisachim. The wine that's used for the nisachim is kodesh. And the shemen that we're discussing here is kodesh, being used for the menachas. So we want to know, is there something called a revi'i by kodesh? Right in the Gemara. So hein yisra, here's the hein, behold, yisra ish besar kodesh. If a person is holding this in a besar, a piece of meat, that is tamei. Beknaf bigdoi. Why is it tamei? Because in the knaf bigdoi there's a sheretz, and it touched the sheretz. So it now became, it became over here, besar kodesh, beknaf bigdoi. You have a piece of, you have a basar of a sheretz. So the basar, by the way, that's the sheretz. By the way, that's the sheretz. The sheretz is the basar. Okay, ish besar kodesh, basar sheretz, that is tamei, a dead sheretz, biknaf bigdoi, v'noga biknofay el halechem, in the garment, it makes contact with the bread. So the bread now is going, the bread is going to be a rishon. V'yal ha-nozid, the noz is a sheni. V'yal ha-yayin, the yayin is a shlishi. V'yal ha-shemen, and to the shemen is a revi. Or, instead of shemen, v'yal kol machal, any falav dafka shemen. We go to the number four, it's anything. Ha-yikdosh. Is there something called a revi? V'yanu ha-kohanim v'yomru, and they said, loy. No. So in other words, Shlomi, did they get the answer right or wrong?
They got it wrong.
So isn't that amazing? You know more than them.
They got a half one. According to Shmuel, they got them both right.
Let's see, the Omar Rav. Rav says, Ishtabesh Kehani. Rav says they made a mistake because they said something called the Ravi. So therefore, what's the Mars Kasha? The kasha, the Gemara over here is asking the kasha. Let's see, Rashi, Ishtabish Kohani, Shatara Revi Ba Kodesh, Alma, the Gemara here is coming to focus on the principle Yayin v'shemen the mashke beis mechayininu mitamu. The focus of we're really smack in the middle of the Gemara here, of a piece of Gemara. The Gemara's dilemma over here is liquid mitame midoraisa. Remember that sugya? We had this dilemma. There's no question that a solid can be mitame another solid, but our dilemma was, can a liquid be mitame a solid? Can a liquid be mitame? The fact here that in the enumeration of the items listed, there's yayin and there's shemen, and we're going down one notch, it's an indication that yayin and shemen, a liquid, can be mitame. You have a raya to the man de Omar that holds that yayin and shemen, a liquid, mashke, the liquids of the base hamikdash, can be mitame. The itumas mashke the rabbanon ho amad logos alayu in the mikdash don't go tell me there's a tumah in the rabbanon because we know there's no tumah but in the base hamikdash they were not goyzer shvus they were not goyzer in the rabbanon. What? The liquids, right? That was the mashke, right? The mashke came. Sorry, I made him not my meme. I mean, it's the mashke. I made a mistake. It means liquids, the base of the namikamul tumah. The inami bitumas the rabbanon kabodik luhu chagay lekahani. Maybe you'll suggest that he was testing them on the rabbanon. Rav learns, not so. Rav holds that liquids mashke basement bechaya are dochein or tohor. Dochein means so mamish. The kol shchini b'daraisa kama kom mishtoik. They made a mistake kom mishtoik koshil rav. You can't go tell me over here that we're dealing with the right. It's mashal here. This is tumah. He tested them, and we're dealing with real tumah. Okay, so basically here the kasha over here. We see over here that even the point that we need for this, we're going to review the sugya in a few moments. But the point over here that we need over here for our sugi is the Gemara over here is a machlekes, the sugi machlekes between Rav and machlekes is the mashke beis mitbechaya does it become tameh, which would mean that yayin and shemen, according to one opinion, do not become tameh, period, in the beis hamikdash. And here it's clear that they do, because he tested them. So you see there is tumah. So the Gemara answers, Gemara says, midu taima el Rav. Mashke beis mitbechaya tane, aval mashke beis mitbechaya mitama. The Gemara gives an answer. You're making such a big mistake. You're coming to ask me a kasha from the test of the kohanim. If the kohanim got the answer right and they were wrong, you know, you're wrong. You are making the big mistake. Mum shebecha al tame lechaverecha. There's a fundamental difference between water and between items that you put on the mizbeach. Yayin and shemen, everyone agrees, can become tameh. Just because they're liquid, so what? When we have a machlekes, does liquid become tameh? That's water, not liquids that go on the mizbeach. Of course, liquids that go on the mizbeach become tameh. Okay? So look over here, the Rashi. Rashi over here says, "Midi hu taim el l'rav klum ata maksha el l'rav rav le kashul mihai li olam chaga b'derabbanan yolus b'derabbanan bariklu b'kvar migzor gezeres to mal mashke l'rav rav gezeres gezeres loy b'tushu the rav mashke based with the chayetanei beidusim b'shol Yosef the liquids of the mitvachah means the slaughterhouse mayim vase that you use to clean the korbanos to rinse the korbanos." Mashke hamit b'chayim, which is dam umayim, blood also. Aval mashke, the liquid of the mitbechaya, the liquid of the mizbeach, the yayin v'shemen, hayayin v'shemen, shayin mashke ha-mizbeach, gozer rabban tumah alayu. That there is going to be tumah. V'haynu the besed tumahis, the high craw. That's why the same term is the high court. Iko oichel metame oichel mashke metame mashke. The rabbanon tumah oisek yisabai. So he wants to go back and listen to the rabbanon. Behind it, the besedet tumah is the high court. Iko oichel metame oichel mashke metame mashke. The midrabbanon tumah oisek kayotzebah. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what he means over there. It means kayotzebah. I'm not sure what he means over there by that. But basically, don't ask me a kasha. This sugi is not relevant to our discussion. Our discussion, the Gemara in the previous staff, is Mashkaya, Mashka, the Bein Mitbechaya, not, I mean, Beis Mitbechaya, with the test, the liquid in the slaughterhouse of the Beis HaMikdash, where they do the slaughtering. Here we're discussing the liquid that goes on the Mitbechaya, the Mizbeach. Okay, now, once already we wrote down the sugya, let's now analyze.
The Talon and the Zion are interchangeable, is that what you're
saying? No! What are you talking about interchangeable? Oh, I mean, Mizbechaya, the Mizbeach. Okay, yeah, good. Okay, good. Very good. Very good. And by the way, this also, this piece of Gemara now, this, you're not going to see from the Mefarshim. I'm telling you something that you're not going to hear in any other of the 1,048 registered Daf Yomi Shiurim in the Agudat Yisrael of America, is this Nevuah, this test took place on the 24th day of Kislev.
How do you know?
It says Mefarsh in the Pasuk. Don't you know Chagai Baal Peh, the Pesukim in Chagai Baal Peh?
I know him personally.
Okay, so there he had two. He is the only prophet in all of the 48 prophets that received two prophecies on the same day. Can you imagine? Most of us, we don't even receive one prophecy our whole life. He received two prophets on the same day. Each of those prophecies were revealed to him. It says in the Pasuk, it was on the 24th day of the 9th month. What is the 24th day of the 9th month? The 24th day of Kislev, which is Thursday. So this coming Thursday, you don't say Tachnun, because it's the anniversary of this prophecy. You do say Tachnun, by the way. You do say Tachnun. You don't say by Mincha, you don't say by Shachlis, you say. On Thursday, you have to say V'hu Rachum. Okay? Now here is, now I'll tell you a very big chiddush. And you're not going to see this anywhere. Why is this prophecy take place on the 24th day of Kislev? Oh, there are many reasons. Go study the whole prophecy, see what's going on over there. But Aderach, from the Gemara, it's Niskale. What is Chanukah all about? Oz, Egmar, Bashir, Mizmer, Chanukas, HaMizbeach. Why do you call the festival Chanukah? Why do you call it Chanukah? No, that's Drush. That's Drush. That's not Pshat. You're telling me, I ask you for Pshat. Exactly. They demolished the Mizbeach. It was contaminated from Avodah Zarah. They demolished and they built a brand new Mizbeach. Chanukas HaMizbeach. No one talks about this. Everyone talks about... Everyone, there are three major elements in Chanukah. Number one, there is the Shemen, the miracle of the Shemen Zayizach, that they were able to light for 8 days. There is the miracle of the Milchama, but there's something, a third element that no one talks about. The very name of the holiday is not called after the miracle of, it's not called after the oil, and it's not called after the Milchama, it's called after the Mizbeach, the renewal of the Mizbeach. Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmar Chanukah, Chanukas HaMizbeach. The entire festival is a celebration of the renewal of the Mizbeach. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what is this Nevuah telling you? Mer de Gazach, what was he really testing them on? He was testing them on, you know what the real test was? The Kohanim were very learned people. They made the same mistake as Rav. That's the secret to this story. These Kohanim, they sat in Kol Chazonish, in Bavel for 70 years. They knew their stuff inside out. How could they make such a mistake and say it's not, how could they make such a mistake and say that it's Tahar? How could that possibly be? You know what the answer is? Because they were under the impression that there's no difference between the Mashke base Mitbechaya and the Mashke base Midbechaya. Just like we pass in the Mashke base Mitbechaya is Tahar, Dochein, so to the Mashka, the Bei Midbechaya of the Mizbeach, is Oichet Tohar, the Shemen and the Yayin. Kamash Milan, what happened? Zechariah on the 24th day of Kislev taught them, my fellow citizens, Mashka base Midbechaya, is tameh. Something that goes on the mizbeach has a different din. You have to have an appreciation for the mizbeach. The mizbeach, the liquid that goes on the mizbeach, the shemen and the yayin that goes on the mizbeach, it can become tameh. And if you're not going to treat it with sanctity, what's going to happen to it? If you're not going to treat it with sanctity, what's going to happen to it? Then it's going to become tameh. And then when you put on the mizbeach, you're being metameh the mizbeach. You know why the mizbeach needs to be renewed? Do you know why we need to demolish the mizbeach and build a new mizbeach? It's because you guys don't know the halacha. Because you think that if shemen and yayin that goes on the mizbeach, that comes in contact with tum, it's tar. Mashke, base, mit, bechaya, with the tes. Just like mashke, base, bechaya refers to water and dam, there's no difference to the mashke, base, mit, bechaya, that goes on the mizbeach. Chagai taught the people, that's why it's called a chag. Chagai, he taught the people that mashke, base, mit, bechaya of the mizbeach is tomei. Oh, it's tomei. All of these years, we were pouring on the mizbeach yayin and shemen. That's tamei. We have to now renew the mizbeach. The next day, they demolished the mizbeach on day 24 and day 25. Oz egmar b'shir mizmar chanukas hamizbeach. You hear the vart?
Yeah.
Good vart, yeah.
Right.
Rabbi Shaul Lehman, you hear the vart? Rabbi Shaul Lehman, you hear the vart? Oh no, he left. He missed the whole vart.
I hear the whole vart, my friend. Every word you're saying.
Okay, so
this
is a remes. This is a remes. And last week's parsha, there's a whole vart in the last parsha. There are two mizbechos. Yaakov Avinu is Yatsev Yaakov Matseva al Kavura Sa. Rachel dies. What does he do? He builds a Matseva. Go back 10 psukim. Yaakov Avinu, he builds another Mizbeach. A Mizbach Oven. Vayasech Oleha Nesech. Vayitzoik Oleha Shemen. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? In the previous, right before he makes the Mizbeach and he makes the Matseva for. He makes another Mizbeach where Hashem spoke to him. And the pasuk goes out of its way to tell us what he did on that Mizbeach. On that Mizbeach, he poured oil and he poured wine. What's going on? What's this Mizbeach all about? It was a new Gilui. It was a new Gilui to teach him the Mashke Beis Midbechaya of the Mizbeach is Metameh. And the yayin and the shemen you pour must be tahar. Because this mizbeach was, he already built the mizbeach in Beis Sel before. Why did he build a new mizbeach? He had a new gilui. Last week's parasha is merames to the zil bezach, the mizbeach. He already had a mizbeach. And now Hashem appears and builds a new mizbeach. Why build a new mizbeach? The pasuk goes on to say, when he built a new mizbeach, what did he do to the new mizbeach? He poured upon it yayin and shemen. What? Why? That's the new revelation he had from this experience of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appreciate that the tahara of yayin v'shemen, memela that demanded a new mizbeach. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is oz egmar b'shir mizmar chanukas hamizbeach. After the revelation that there's a chilik between the mashke beis mitbechaya and the mashke beis midbechaya. Mashke base mitbechaya is tor dochein, but the mashke base mitbechaya is tamei. Good? What are you doing, Shlem? I can't hear you. You're on mute.
I unmuted myself now. I said I'm doing good.
Fight Gufa. Rav Amar, now we go over this whole sugi. Rav says, Ishtabishkar, they made a mistake. They made a big mistake. Rav Amar Shul Shmuel says Lo Yishabish Kani. Rav Amar Yishabish Kani. Revi Bekodesh Bo Minayu. What was the Shaila? The Shaila was Revi Bekodesh. She asked them, "Is there something called a Revi Bekodesh like we learned Bo Minayu V'Amar Letar?" Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Lo yishtabish kohanim. Why not? Chamishi ba'kodesh v'minayu. What are you doing? You're on mute? What's going on? Why are you on mute?
Because I have a phone call, that's all. I don't want to disturb you.
Oh. So who am I learning with then?
Go ahead. My grandson is playing around with the phone. Go ahead.
They're by you now? Your grandkids are by you?
No, he's calling me. My 1-year-old grandson's calling me on my cell phone.
Wow, he knows how to use a cell phone already when he's 1 year old?
Yeah.
Can imagine what he's going to be like when he's 20 years old.
Good old Batayra.
Rav Omar, Rav says, he'll know how to take apart your house from a long distance. Vaita. Rav Omar, Shavishkani, Vishul, Ravi, Bekush, Baminari, Ramali, Tarvish, Shul, 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 Shavishkani. Why? Chamishi ba kodesh ba minayu. The Amalu Tor. Bish, I mean, it was, how do you get chamishi? How do you get chamishi ba kodesh? So he learns, okay, Rashi explains, how do you get chamishi ba kodesh?
Yeah.
Because he learns.
The beget.
It first touched the beget. And you go one more madrega. The knaf means the garment itself. Okay, is there, let me see the Rashi. There is no Rashi. Okay, there is no Rashi. Okay, but basically, what's the question? The garment. The garment is going to be another Madrega. You have the Sheretz is the Avatoma. The garment becomes the Rishon. And then the Lelechem becomes a Sheni. The Nezid is a Shlishi. The yayin is a ravi, and the shemen is a chamishi. And what did they paskin? Tohar. So they didn't make a mistake. Okay, Rav my shavish kani v'shul ravi because shavu b'nei v'amalei tar. V'shul m'shul z'lo shavish kani. Chamishi v'kodesh v'minav v'yamalei tar. Vait, bishlam l'rav, bishlam l'rav. So bishlam l'rav, according to Rav Chaim d'chsevar bo. According to Rav, that says, he asked him a shayla v'ravi b'kodesh. We have exactly four items. Right? Four items. Hainu d'savar bo. Lechem is the erste zach. The zweite zach is the nezid. The zweite, how do you say three in Yiddish?
How do you say what?
It's three in Yiddish.
Drei.
The dritte. The dritte is the
yayin. You want to say third?
The third, the dritte. And what's the fourth? How do you say the fourth? How do you say the fourth in Yiddish?
The ferta.
The ferta.
The fifte, the sechste, the siebte, the achte.
To me, it all sounds the same.
All sounds the same.
Weiter. V'yayin v'shemen ella v'shemen ella shmul v'chamisha minole. Where do you get five? Miksiv. So the answer is miksiv v'noga kinofoi. Vinoga, does it say, what's your Hava Amina? I know why you want to say it's fine, because it says Vinoga, because there's a garment. I know what your answer is going to be, because the sherets touched the garment, the garment touched the lechem. Wrong. That cannot be, because if that was correct, it should say the word Biknafai. If you were correct, that we're dealing with, we're going to add the garment into the equation, then there should be the letter Beis. Mikse Vinoga Kinafai. Does it say vinaga kinafai, vinaga biknafai ksiv? The base, it says the base. Because it says the base, that's mashma bima shenaga biknafai. That's the answer. I made a mistake. That's the answer. That's good with the answer. No, I tackle hold that there is a garment. This is the answer. Miksa vinaga kinafai, vinaga biknafai ksiv, bima shenaga biknafai. No, I was right. The first time. I'm sorry. I look around the Rashi. Makes of Naga Kanafai El Halechem. Does it say Naga Kanafai Lechem? The Mashma Shah Sheretz.
Whatever he touched was the Kanafai in his
right
in the corner.
El Makes of Naga Kanafai El the Kanafai El Halechem. The Mashma Shah Sheretz Naga Belechem. The Lechem Havirishai. No. Mash Naga Biknafai Naga Lechem. The Havile Lechem Shay.
The
Mash Naga Biknafai Naga Lechem.
That's the Sheretz that is in his corner. That's the bread.
Good. Okay, so there's another item. And that makes him to a chamishi. So because there's a base, the base is mashma, that the lechem touched biknofoy, and the knaf touched the sheretz. So we're adding one more notch, one more rung in this ladder to get up to a chamishi. Vaita. Toshma. Let's bring another right. Toshma. Now, this is the next pasuk. Okay, so if we have here machleks between Rav and Shmuel, did they get the answer right or wrong? Now, the pasukim go weiter. We're not yet finished. He then asked them question number two. Now, question number two, he changes one of the variables. Instead of it being Besar Kodesh, the source of Tum is Tomeis. Toshma vayoymer Chagai. I have a question to ask you, Kohanim. Im yigat me nefesh b'chol eile. Let us substitute the sheretz for a tamei nefesh. So you have an avatoma, a human being that touched, that is a tamei nefesh, which means what? Im yigat tamei nefesh, he's an avatoma b'chol eile hayitma. Yeah, and what's going on? So let's see over here the Rashi first. Tamei nefesh kosal k'tuma tamei meishu avatoma k'sheretz. So right now in the Havamina we think that when he asked him the question, we're going instead of the lechem, we're dealing with a tamei meis, which means of a sheretz. Instead of the sheretz, substitute a tamei meis, that's an avatoma. It's a zelbazach, right? It's a zelbazach. Just like you have a sheretz, that's an avatoma, you have a tamei meis, that's an avatoma. So they ask them the same question, and what are they paskin? They paskin, yitma, what's going on? Here, what are they answer? Here they said yitma. And why is this going to be different? So look at Rashi. Midahacha lo yistabish. The Amru le revi tamei. The Chizvit says vayemur yitma. Hachinami lo yistabish. The iu. Before they said there's no tumah, because before it was a chamishi. But over here, midahacha lo yistabish. The Amru le revi. The Amru le revi tamei. This case, it's not a chamishi. According to Shmuel, question number one was a chamishi, because we're going to add the kanaf into the sequence of events. But in question number two, there is no kanaf. There is no kanaf. The person himself who is an avatum is directly touching the bread. The bread is... Exactly. Exactly. There's no mistake. The Amru le revi tamik the siva yemu yitma. What?
However, Rav.
But Rav acted the Gemara. So, what's the chilek? According to Rav, that says they made a mistake over there. So they made a mistake when it came to there was a revi. It's a zelba revi. It's a revi by Tumas Meis, and it's a revi over here. So there, when it came to revi by Sheretz, they said there's no Tuma. And when it came to Tumas Meis, both cases exactly the same.
Because
revi,
why do they answer the same way?
Pashat. Different types of sources of Tuma. When it came to, if the source of Tuma was a dead body, an Av HaMeis, and an Adam that's an Av HaTuma, they knew that when it comes to Kodashim and the Basar became Tameh from an Avatoma, from a Tameh Mace, Taka, you Tameh, there's a Revi. But a Sheretz? This is Nisht Zelbzach. A Sheretz doesn't have the Toikif, the potency to make a Revi. That was their mistake. If the source of Tameh is a Tameh Mace, the dead, then yeah. What are you flashing lights on your screen? Hello?
I'm looking in and out of the thing. Okay.
So if there, when it came to Tommy Mace, then they knew there's something called the Revi. When it comes to a Sheretz, there's no such thing as a Revi when it comes to a Sheretz. Good, gewaltige answer, yeah?
Okay.
That was their mistake. And by the way, this is also related to Chanukah. Because Chanukah is all about Tumah. Klal Yisrael, it was a realization that a Sheretz is Oichet Metame. It's not just Tumah Smeis. Connecting yourself to the Shkotzim and the Ramosim of this Welt, does a Guv is Chanukah. Chanukah is Yavon. Yavon is all about Shrotzim. They will be Kiyim in Tumah Smeis, but they will not be Kiyim in Tumah Sheretz. This was the Gilui to be Niskale for Chanukah, that Tumah Sheretz is just as bad as Tumah Smeis. Klal Yisrael knows to stay away from the dead, but they unfortunately they don't know how to stay away. They know about Tumah Smeis, but they don't understand that in this Welt there are living things in this Welt that are Shrotzim. The dead, the Shrotzim. This is the Tumah of Yovan. This they did not know. And when this was revealed, oh, this is Chanukah. Now that they know that they were taught the laws of Tumah Shrotzim, the Koyach, that's why we have Chanukah. Vaida, it's amazing. We're learning this Gemara. It's Piliplo. We're learning this Gemara. Mamash Erev Chanukah. This is the Gemara of Chanukah. My Chanukah. My Chanukah. The Gemara, I'll prove to you it's Chanukah. You know why? Because the Gemara in Shavuot says, my Chanukah. What does the Gemara answer? B'chof hei b'kislev. Go to Pesachim Yud Zayin, my Chanukah, b'chof hei b'kislev. This Nevuah took place on the 24th day of Kislev. My Chanukah, if you have to first know what happened on Chof Hei B'Kislev, so you can know what happened on Chof Dalet B'Kislev. Oh, not Akasha. How many letters are there in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? 25. How many letters? Letters. 25. Chof Hei. How many letters are there in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyolam Voed? 24. So you got to go backwards. You're not going to understand what 25 is unless you know what 24 is. So next time someone says to you, my Chanukah, you tell them, Psochem Yud Zayin. There, the answer is, Bechof Hei B'Kislev. And then you tell them afterwards, you can go to Shabbos, my Chanukah, Bechof Hei B'Kislev. This is Bechof Dal, because it's Bechof Hei B'Kislev. 2 days. I'm telling you, Shlomo, you're not going to hear this in the other 1,048 Daf Yomis of the Agudat Israel of America. We're not even registered. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Vaita.
Why are we not registered?
Why are we not registered? Because we're not. We're spink. Vaita. I don't want to be registered. I don't want to be registered. Vait Ravida Omar Ravina says, Hassam, what are I gonna be registered? What are I gonna get from the register? I'm gonna be registered. What are you gonna be registered? Ravina says, better still. No one's interested. Ravina Omar. Hassam Ravi Hacha Shlishi. Another answer. Ravina comes to tell you a Naya answer, how they made a mistake, why they did not make a mistake. The reason why they didn't make it was because the second question was a question of a Shlishi. What do we mean it's going to be a Shlishi? What does it mean to look at Rashi? Rashi over here says, Ravina Malohi became Ravi because it's Klal. The Gabi Mace Shlishi because it's Shabbat Minai. The Ha Tomei Nefesh, the Kral Lav Tomei Mace, Elam Lav Tomei Mace, Elam Mace Mamish. You hear Ravina's answer?
Yeah.
A dead body walked into the room and touched the bread. Not like we thought before. Not like we thought before that a living person who came from the cemetery touched the bread. The dead body himself showed up and touched the bread. It's like the guy they're fighting over who has yard sight. So this guy says, I have Yartzai Mitzvah Shas and Neshama Yisera. This one says, I have Yartzai for my elder Zayda. I have Yartzai for my mother, my father. This one, I'm Teich Shiva, Shloshim. And then each one keeps on saying, I'm better, better, better. And finally, a guy walks up and says, I'm the best.
I'm
the dead person himself. I came to David. I have Kedima.
It's been there, right there.
I have Kedima. So here is the Zelbazach. The Makar for that story is Daf Yudzayinim Sachem. The dead body himself walks into the room and touches the Lechem. So the dead body. The dead body, what?
The favorite Daf in Chas.
Yeah, the Farish of Gemara. The dead, Ravina's answer. Ravina, Daf Yudzayinim Sachem Yudzayin. The dead body himself walks into bed, walks in and says, And touches the lechem. So the dead body is Avi Avos.
Is your favorite daf in Shas?
I know, it's my favorite daf in Shas. Because we have dead people walking around.
Yeah.
Next time, Halloween. Daf Yomi Halloween. This is the sugya. My Halloween. Could you imagine? You saw that thing I showed you. If Halloween was a Jewish Yom Tov, you have an old rabbi on him. With a magnifying glass. Look at pumpkins the whole thing. Weiter. So over here, what's the answer? The dead body comes in and touches the lechem. So therefore, what is the lechem? The lechem is an av. The lechem touched the nezid. It's a sheni. The nezid touches the yayin. We skip. The dead body is avi avois. The bread is an av. The nezid is a sheni. The yayin is a sheni. Well, we skip over here. The dead body touch is avi avos, yeah? And the bread is an av. The bread is an av.
The bread an av?
Because the dead body touched the bread made contact with the avi avos.
So, but avi avos and bread made contact with the dead body.
So what's the bread? The bread's not a rishon, the bread's an av. That's Ravina's answer. Everything is going up one notch.
Right.
Because the dead body is avi avos.
Avi avos doesn't make an av.
Yes, it does. Of course it does. Whatever touches the avi avos becomes an av. The bread touched the mace. The bread is now an av. Now comes the nezid. The nezid is a rishon. Then comes the yayin. The yayin is a sheni. Then comes the shem, and the shem is a shlishi. So Ravina says he asked the mashal about a shlishi. Back to the Gemara. Ravina's answer: Hasam Ravina Amar Hasam Ravi Hacha Shlishi. That's why the Zom say Toshma Vayan Chagai Vayomni said Kein Amazev V'Chein Agoy Azel Lefnei Hashem Num Hashem. What's his response after he gives them the bechina? He makes the statement. What is the statement all about? We understand the pasuk goes on to say something that the people are no good. The same way the kohanim are ignorant, they don't know the halacha. The ganz klal yisrael the tamei. We understand. They made a mistake. Because they got the first thing wrong. End of the pasuk says. Look at the pasuk on the side of the Gemara. Vayan chaga v'yem kena mazel v'chena goyazel l'fanayim v'ashem v'chena kol masi yideim v'asher yakrivu shom tamehu. It's tamei. Because they don't know what they're doing. So el shvul amai tamei. Amai tamei. And for the Gemara, he wasn't saying they're tamei. You have to add a question mark. It's a rhetorical question. It's mu'e ka matma. Are they tamei? Klal Yisrael is tar. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is Klal Yisrael the tar. He's saying a compliment. The same way the Kohanim are experts in the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, Klal Yisrael is begeder tahar. Which is mashma that they're no good. That's another din because they did averis. Look at Rashi. La'achar zman. Okay. All right. You like this Gemara, Shlomi? Good Gemara today.